Previously on Worlds Away.
This mission made it very clear to me that although we have the Verge's support, that support is tenuous. I don't think we have time for the dust to settle. I think we need to strike while the iron is hot. And I think we have to call everyone together.
Like some kind of convergence? She said it!
God damn it.
Who do you think everyone is?
If we're talking about dangers to humanity, do we just mean the Lustra devices? Or do we mean discussion about the shepherds as well?
I think everything should be on the table.
You cannot effectively convince me, who is already a believer in sapient extraterrestrial life, the shepherds exist. You stand no chance of convincing humanity.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're making progress, even without me, but I'm not exactly sure how much help I'm in a position to provide.
I need Sion.
I told you back in the park, I'm not going to give up Sion. They've risked too much for this already, and all that's gotten us is me stuck in here, and Earth and Aventine back at each other's throats.
The only thing that we omitted from our press conference was the existence of these devices. Aventine still has first strike capabilities.
And I have your word you're going to keep them safe. Right, Arno?
You have my word.
I thought it was you.
Thought? What do you mean?
Didn't even make sense. I spent the last 7 days worrying that I hadn't warned you.
You're asking me to trust you so you can read me in on a project that, as far as I understand it, is designed to help the people who killed our son.
Aventine has the advantage in a way that would fundamentally end the war before it started. And if they find out that that's the case, they will remove any connection humanity has to one another, including here in the Verge. I'm not trying to save the Republic. I'm trying to save the Verge. Even if it means I'm a traitor and I never go back.
I'm going to go back to the apartment. I know how to handle this. I hope you're right about this. I hope you're right about this plan. And I appreciate what you said earlier about Sleem. But that doesn't mean I can forget.
We'll figure out peace next. First, let's stop a war. Figure out peace next. First, let's stop a war. Before you head to your apartment, you should come with me. We don't have a moment to waste. And I think you see like a montage of like us heading to Minerva Project headquarters in a clandestine way, a scene with Director Green and maybe the squad, the projections of like everything we've learned about the Lustra, the reveal to Director Green of like who Mateo is. And like a full read-in on both parties of everything we know and the goals of the summit. I think that includes the device Dr. Belova is currently building. And I think that includes Leela's belief that it's aliens. But I also think there's like a description, like you see that him reading a description of like the shepherds and etc. So hashtag no more secrets.
So I think we have this montage that Mo described of briefing Mateo and sort of reading him in on the secrets of the Minerva Project, and also, of course, reading Sasha Green in on the secret of his existence and his identity. I think back on the Valiant, you had said the next step in this process was going to be invite the leaders of Earth, Aventine, and the Verge to this peace summit, and also to make an announcement to the public or to the press about the fact that this is happening. So maybe, you know, I have that carved out as a scene, but is there anything that we see from the four of you before that takes place?
I think Leela is going to seek Arno out at some point.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to think of where you find Arno right now. Like, this is very weird. Last time you found him doing dishes, because he was like kind of comforted. I think he's bored more than anything else, and I don't know where Arno is when he's bored.
At a bar on Ascension.
No, he's definitely on the ship.
Lame.
I think you find Arno in the gym area.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, workout area in the storage room.
In the vehicle bay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I mentioned Leela was working on this kind of packet about all of the species and forms of life that were on Kairos. And I think we see her just kind of finishing up and sitting back, not necessarily like satisfied or anything like that, because this was not fun, but maybe just feeling a little bit of the weight on her chest has lifted. And then I think the next thing she does is tries to find Arno. And I think, Mike, you said Arno will be in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think Leela comes into the gym kind of looking for Arno. How does she find him?
I think you find him on the treadmill.
So I think Leela will go up, and she doesn't want to interrupt him, but she's also not sure if she's interrupting anything. So I think she'll try to catch his eye and see if he's open to talk.
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, Arno raw dogs his workouts. He doesn't go in with headphones.
Dear Jesus.
Not good enough reason to do that. Lauren's giving such a look right now.
Is this because of the use of the word raw dog or the concept of doing workouts without headphones?
I assume the former, but really both in my mind.
Yes.
Yeah. I was really hoping that if I waited long enough, Mike would take the line again and not say that, but I guess that wasn't happening.
No, that's staying.
I think Leela sees that Arno does not have headphones on, I guess, and just says, Arno, do you have a moment?
Yeah, of course. What's up, Leela?
So I think Leela's kind of businesslike and just motions to a place to sit down. Maybe it's one of the benches or something, and says, I stormed out. And I know that means that I don't necessarily get a say. But what happened? Why did we decide to let the asteroid hit?
There wasn't a way to save the planet without destabilizing the Verge. Any number of copycat organizations would have known that they could hold us captive by our good intents, that we would do everything in our power to try to stop and save as many people as possible. And we will do that. And we may need to do that because of some people who sincerely want to do harm to others. But we couldn't let the actions of the scientists on Kairos encourage other people to take similar, half-hearted, drastic actions as well.
Sorry, Arno, but I just feel like that's bullshit. We're beloved in the Verge. We've done so much. I find it hard to believe that we couldn't have found a way to make this work. I just don't understand why it was so easy to let this one go. And I think she'll pull out her slate and send over the packet that she just created and show it to Arno. And so just to refresh what's in it, it's kind of a description of every species that we encountered. She's done sketches of everything and also pulled on other research and imagery and stuff from other sources. And it's basically a non-expert overview of kind of all of the life on the planet and everything that essentially was destroyed by the asteroid. And I think she says, this is pretty much all that's left of everything that was on that planet. Look at that and tell me that you feel nothing seeing entire species go extinct.
I think Arno looks through the slate and he really looks at it and he hands it back to Leela and says, have you ever done these of humans?
What do you mean?
When we fought the last war, there were countless bodies similar to what you've got here, similarly devoid of life. Have you ever drawn those?
I think Leela takes a deep breath and she says, this isn't even about war. This is on a grander scale than that. There could be no humans left. Have you ever seen anything on that scale?
I felt like I was doing everything I could to prevent that. That was always the point, to not have to see it on that scale.
I don't know, Arno. Why is it always about the things we give up, about the people and the lives that are lost for the peace, rather than creating the peace itself?
Because we can't protect everybody. And you tell yourself that minimizing the harm is possible when eliminating it isn't. Because otherwise, how do you keep moving forward?
I don't know. I don't think any humans have faced the kind of things that we're facing. I don't know how we move forward. I don't know how to live with the decisions we're making. I really don't know how to live with what happened on Kairos. Because what that makes me think is that I have to put all of my faith in another species being kinder and better than we are. And I just don't know if that's even possible.
Is the Traveler kinder for having warned us but not done anything to stop the Shepherds?
I don't know. Until recently, humanity couldn't have stopped that asteroid. We could have done something. Maybe the Traveler is just doing what it can. I just need us to do everything we can.
So at this point, I think we should do the ship payment move and pick out the upgrades for the Valiant and for the party. So to determine the modifier for this, we start at -1, and then we go through each of the major factions in the game and see how they felt about the events of the last arc. And we'll add one if they liked what happened, subtract one if they dislike it, or leave it at 0 for neutral. So to kick things off, how do we think the Minerva Project itself felt about the last mission? You know, we've got Sasha Green in charge now for the first time, but I think kind of like the prior arcs, we can also consider the four of you in this as well.
If the Minerva Project is, as we've stated a couple of times now, like the spirit of stopping the Lustra disappearance and like keeping a connected humanity, neutral probably. I think that this didn't, maybe positive because like we actually played a strong hand is I think the phrase that Mara used, even if we came out a little aggro. But like by and large, I don't think that we like in any way compromised the mission of the Minerva Project.
Yeah, I'd certainly agree with that last part. Any disagreement with that? I mean, are any feelings between positive or neutral?
I would push strongly that it was positive in that we saved the researchers. We didn't kill anybody in the process of saving the researchers.
Mm-hmm.
and we did the mission like pretty much by the book without it letting get out of control over here, I think overall pretty great.
Yeah. And did we out the quote unquote terrorists as people who were trying to do a subterfuge?
I mean, unless you had made any specific plan to hide that, my understanding was that that was exposed.
Yeah, but I actually like that too, right? Is that we debunked a like potential terrorist organization, right? So I also think that's puts another dub in our corner. It wasn't just like, oh, these are like violent extremists. It was also like, you know, they never really were the whole time. And here's the truth. Yeah.
Well, sounds like there's a lean positive there. Anyone disagree with that?
Nope.
All right. So let's give a +1 for the Minerva Project. What about Evelyn Lee and the doves?
This is what they wanted?
Yeah.
Again, to kind of recapitulate, like nobody got hurt. Everyone went home safe. Planet got destroyed the way they wanted.
And we didn't lead to further proliferation of the ideology of separatism.
Yeah, I completely agree. Evelyn Lee and them positive.
All right. It might just kind of keep going on this. What about the fleet and the Hawks here?
Okay. I actually think very strongly that this is the rare case where the Hawks and the Doves are both very happy with this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we like didn't capitulate to any of the demands of these fake terrorists. We like came in, neutralized the threat, saved everybody as like the non-military arm of like the Republic over here, and did it without them having to like so much as like bat an eye. That could not have gone a lot better. Yeah. As like a show of strength.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. So that's another positive. We're kind of racking them up here. What about Aventine?
Neutral?
Probably neutral. Neutral in terms of like we didn't do anything to piss them off. Negative in terms of like it was a negative for them that like there's like a fake Verge independence group that like kind of got embarrassed. But I don't think they're like more grumbly than they normally are.
Yeah. And that wasn't really on you too, you know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. But so I guess the whole point of FIV was independence, right? It wasn't like they were pro Aventine, and maybe I'm misremembering.
No, it was the front for an independent Verge.
Yeah. So like, I don't know, does Aventine even really want like an actually independent Verge, or do they just want a Verge under their control? You know what I mean? So this actually, we might have like taken out the trash for them.
But I don't know. I feel like they're probably neutral on this.
Yeah.
I don't think we did them a solid, because an independent planet that needs help, you know, that might be something they can control in the future. So I don't think they're like super happy. I don't think they're super pissed.
I think like their attitude towards us might be neutral. I think their attitude about like, oh, somebody can like fake radicalize people or just make us look bad. And like we take independence very seriously. And here are these people who just like don't take it seriously and tried to like mobilize the fleet and like increase tensions. Like, what the fuck are these people doing? They're really weakening our cause. Like, I think they might be aggro to that, but not necessarily at us.
Yeah. All right. That all makes sense to me. So we can say Aventine neutral. And then what about the rest of the Verge?
Probably their first negative with the rest of the Verge.
Oh, interesting.
I think this is the first time we lied to them.
Yeah.
Right. I don't think it's like a huge negative. I don't think net the Verge dislikes us more than they like us. Right. Like, I think we probably have the highest favorability in the Verge still. But I do think Nasir's argument on why the peace summit needed to happen is that this is the first time that I've seen us do something that might upset the Verge in the interest of peace. And it's like, oh, we're hot right now. We should take advantage of================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================================ thoughts?
Guess like this is a question for you, John, is just like how much, or rather maybe just for Mo, like how much of what happened did we communicate to the Verge about like us being what we believed was like at gunpoint and trying to save people and like making whatever deal we could and then resolving a situation that like wasn't as it seemed.
The thing about the Verge isn't a government, and I don't think public sentiment is nuanced.
Yeah.
I think the facts of the situation are there's a group that said we're for an independent Verge. There was a planet that was going to be struck by an asteroid in the Verge. Mm. We said we're going to stop it and rescue the hostages. We didn't stop it. We did rescue the hostages. So like maybe neutral, but like I can't see a positive based in those facts.
Mm. So what I would assert, I think the best case for a positive is that a lot of the people on the Verge are just like trying to go about their daily lives, right? And so the biggest threat of like FIV or other separatists is that they'll come into your town, they'll take over shit, they'll shoot guns in the air, and they'll like try to move for independence or do something crazy. And so I think that the idea that there's someone out there playing a little bit of a policeman that isn't Aventine and also isn't the Republic or the fleet, I think they see that as a positive. Again, if the kind of if we're getting like a kind of like a cult of personality, this is very Minerva Project, that we go and do our own thing for the good of the Verge.
Fair enough.
That's my assertion. So I'm pro.
Should we split the difference and just say neutral?
maybe we say neutral then, or what's the
it's up for discussion.
What do we think?
Yeah.
I think if we end up on neutral because we feel all over the place, I think that's also
yeah.
fine.
Mm. Yeah. All right. So I think if that's the case, you know, we start at -1. We had the 3 positives and 2 neutrals. So I think that leaves us at a +2. So this time I think I'm going to ask Haley to do the ship payment roll. As one wrinkle, though, the 4th estate fuse is currently maxed out. And because of that, I think you have to do the roll with disadvantage, at least until you use one of your options to clean that up. But with a +2, I think we're in our best spot to date. So I'm really rooting for you. Go ahead and roll that 3d6, I guess, but with disadvantage. So let's see what happens.
Okay. Come on, trip 6.
I'm rooting for the trip 6. That'd be so good.
No, it wasn't. It's the devil's number.
Oh. I think you rolled too many dice, though. I don't know if you want to...
I don't understand. I rolled 3 dice.
Oh, I see. You added +2 as the modifier. Damn, that was not a very high roll.
No. Nope.
All right.
A 1 and a 1 on the dice, plus a 2. So that's a 4.
Yeah.
Oof. Uh-oh.
All right. Well, we did our best.
We beefed it.
With...
On a 6 or less, some acknowledge your efforts, but many others do not. You can choose one, or you can choose 2 at the start of your next mission and burn an additional mark on the 4th estate fuse, which you don't really have any marks left to burn, fortunately. So you can either uncheck disfavor and clear the 4th estate fuse. You could reset the maintenance fuse for the ship. You can get it patched up and remove damage. I don't think there is any. You can get an upgrade. You can get a new vehicle, or you can all sort of get personal upgrades and roll a big spender.
I think we absolutely have to clear the 4th estate fuse.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Mm.
All right. So go ahead and do that. So no real upgrades this time, but I think this puts you in a good position for next one.
So does that mean we're left? Does the 4th estate fuse start at 0 or 1?
Yeah, it starts completely cleared. So okay. Uncheck the box and clear all those check marks off.
Okay. It is clear.
Awesome.
So that makes sense. Essentially, we did a press conference. Shit was chaotic. We went and we were like, hey, we just took out some terrorists. And everybody's like, oh, okay, they're chill.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. I mean, or maybe we haven't seen it yet, but maybe the press briefing of like what you're going to do, maybe that's the thing that kind of clears everything up and gets you back in the good graces of the press. So I think we just saw the scene with Leela and Arno, or Mara and Nasir doing anything else before this press briefing or announcement?
So I think that Mara will be working away right in the lab.
I think I'm going to... The lab on the ship, is that what you meant?
Yeah, the Valiant, exactly.
I think I'm going to actually go find Mara in the lab.
As you walk in, I think you find Mara looking kind of deep in thought at a large monitor, maybe one that's like mounted on the wall, and it's like a split screen. And so what you can tell is that there's like kind of schematics on one side, and then on the other side, there's charts and like names in Latin, but seem to be two separate, completely separate projects.
As I walk in, I have a small book, physical book in one hand, and it's green leather bound journal. What are you working on?
On the right is the final design for our beacon deactivating weapon. The one that we may or may not deploy in the Nemirov Design Bureau to eradicate the majority of Aventine's luster-destroying devices. And on the left are some novel crops that Genesynth has set to ship out to Aventine in the next month. They need my sign off to move the shipment.
Can I ask a question for you, Lauren?
Yeah.
What has the relationship between Aventine and Genesynth been like since the war?
So what I kind of understand here is that the longer settlements exist in the Verge, the kind of less and less that they need Genesynth. I think that Genesynth works kind of in more ethical, but similar ways that like modern agribusiness does, in that they have put R&D into new products, and that's why like they're, you know, profitable. So I think that like, you know, Genesynth might send special bacteria, special soils, engineered crops, whatever, and might have some novel additions. But theoretically, if Aventine stopped getting that stuff tomorrow from Genesynth, I think they'd still survive based on the advancement in their own like agriculture.
Cool. That's actually pretty awesome. I'm going to hand you the journal. I'd mentioned to you that I had kept some amateur field notes from a garden on Aventine. I thought you might find my take on native plants interesting.
I think she opens it up and is like kind of flipping through it. And she's like, oh, it appears like there's some blood on this page.
It wasn't always safe to handle native plants on Aventine.
The same could be said of Earth.
How is the development of our contra-contra-matter device going?
I think she kind of smiles, laughs a little bit. It should be finalized within days. I'm verifying that the EMP won't have any negative effects on organic matter people, and hoping my calculations are accurate in that regard. How did your conversation with Mateo go? I saw that he was receptive to the briefing. The longing. How are you?
I'm doing better than I've been doing in a long time. I don't feel good, but there's a relief to being on the same page as most of the people I care about. It's been a very, very long time since that was true.
I think she kind of smiles, maybe a little sadly.
Your mother was on the briefing for the mission we just went on. Have you spoken with her since we got back?
No, and I wouldn't consider what we had before I left a true conversation. I don't know when the last time we had a true conversation was. It's been a very long time since we were on the same page.
Is she the reason that you're... And I'll point to the screen and to both halves of the screen. A generalist expert on everything?
There's no easy answer to that question. My mother is responsible for feeding a quarter of the planet. And she operates as though she knows it. But she wasn't the only looming figure in my life.
And I think she'll go over, and I said this in one of the final scenes, that the her copy of On the Origin of Species is there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think she'll go and grab the book and pull out the picture that I described, which is them next to the plane.
This is my uncle. He was a farmer.
And I think you would be confused by like hearing that. This is not like a phrase that people use a lot.
A Terran farmer?
Yes. I spent my summers on his farm. he was a little more free-spirited. I'm struggling to figure out how either of them would process all of this. And I think she gestures right to everything that's in front of her. Somewhere the like beacon is like kind of disassembled and put away. All the information on the origin of species, on your field notes, all of it. And maybe I just don't care. Maybe I've spent a lot of my life framing these situations as these binaries, or trying to contort myself into one vision or another. I don't think Mateo has the right to make you feel the way he has been making you feel. He doesn't have a monopoly on your suffering.
I appreciate that. I'm the reason we stayed on Aventine after the war started. I made that decision. And I have been punishing myself for it for years. But that's not what Mateo punishes me for. Mateo understands that what happened was as terrible for me as it was for him. And I think, honestly, he's forgiven me more than I've forgiven myself for deciding to stay. What he cannot forgive me for is when, in the aftermath of losing our son, I decided to leave and to take the side of the people who killed him.
So, in his eyes, you have to bear the burden of supporting these people who killed your son, but are not afforded the consideration that your actions and your words led to saving countless children, parents.
I think at that I'll get like a warm smile. I think both you and Mateo give me too much credit. I shared my story, and I made a compelling ad. I don't know that it's fair to say that I'm the reason we have peace.
All I did was write an algorithm.
Touché.
So I want to jump ahead now to the press briefing. I don't think we necessarily have to play out the whole scene, but I want to get a sense of what does this look like? What did you do in the lead up to this in terms of your preparations, or sort of what else did you do? Send out invites, etc. And then maybe what's the kind of ending lines that we get from your briefing to the press?
So, I mean, I think we identify anyone who is the head of the planets of the Verge, some of the people we've met, some whom we haven't met, obviously, and all of those people would receive invites. I think the governments of both the Earth Republic and Aventine receive invitations. And then there might be some additional people who get their own special invites, like Reef Gasarik.
Yeah.
I think you get like a full montage, right? Of like Reef Gasarik sitting by her aquarium, opening this thing, and like Herman Easling in his office. I think you probably see the person we pissed off in our very first
LeClaire.
Arc. Yeah. LeClaire. Administrator LeClaire. Yeah. Probably like flicking off her slate, just like fed up.
Can I just add something to that? I actually think that the invitation to Claire comes with a shipment of protein bars. It's actually a physical invitation.
I love that. And I will say about Reef Gasarik, to not sell her short, it was actually a window into the ocean, not just an aquarium. So
you're absolutely badass. Correct. That's super fair.
Yeah, I was kind of confused. So I was like, she has a crystal palace right outside, like a large window that for viewing, but she's like, no, let me trap these fish instead.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we see all of that. And then what does the briefing itself look like? Who's on the stage, or who's kind of doing the talking? Is it all four of you? Just one of you?
Well, I know we're all wearing our Minerva jacket.
Mm.
I nominate Nasir.
Second.
I was just thinking, I haven't done enough talking this episode. So,
and that's what I was thinking.
Unironically, I think if it's not Nasir, it's Belova.
Sure.
Yeah, I think that it's probably everybody on the stage, and I walk up to the podium. Citizens of Earth, Aventine, and the Greater Verge. 3 days ago, the Minerva Project made landfall on the planet Kairos to intercept a hostage situation made by eco-terrorist scientists, members of the research project on the planet. We are happy to report that we were able to rescue all hostages and take the eco-terrorists into custody with zero casualties. And I think when he says zero casualties, there's like a momentary break in my facade because like there's trillions of dead life forms and that sucks.
Actively dying.
but then like it's like a quick head shake and he's back to normal. The research that will be conducted on Kairos is sure to advance the sciences of all of humanity beyond anything that we have ever experienced. We look forward to many new brilliant scientists coming to claim new and exciting inventions. We cannot leave it all to Dr. Belova. In the aftermath of the rescue mission on Kairos, the members of the Minerva Project extended a hand to leaders across the Verge, the governments of the Republic and of Aventine, to bring everyone together. During our last press briefing with you all, we announced to the galaxy that both Earth and Aventine had broken the armistice and were moving towards war. We cannot allow that to stand. The armistice has clearly failed, and so we are calling together the people of the Verge to have a stake in their own future and to renegotiate an armistice that can stand the test of time. We look forward to a future filled with peace and hope, and we look forward to the representatives of all of the planets of our galaxy making their way here. Are there any questions?
So I think maybe there's a second's pause and then a huge shout as tons of questions are coming into you, of course. And I think there are a lot of things you expected. Questions about the logistics of the summit, who you've contacted from each of the planets, and all kinds of things that you have canned answers or non-answers for, as the case may be. But just as you're getting ready to walk away, I think we see the same reporter that we saw from the end of the arc on Eos, the man with the light gray hair who had asked about sightings of mysterious ships throughout the Verge.
Bernie.
And I think we hear him ask you just totally direct, did the Minerva Project use a stealth ship on Kairos?
Ooh.
The Minerva Project has exactly one ship. We are not a fleet. And as always, we took the reliable RSV Valiant to complete this mission. If you are interested in the Valiant's storied history, you are welcome to seek it out. It is a matter of the public record. And I'm like very nonchalant about it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Homie's not going to catch me.
He's this clown. So chill.
Yeah.
This is why we had Nasir give them breeding.
Omar would have been like, yes, of course we use stealth. How else would we have landed? I swear to God. I would have popped off right there.
There is a reason that Nasir gave the breeding. It's moments like these where everyone's like, oh, right. That's why we have Nasir.
She would have been like, yeah, there's Charlie right there. You can ask them.
I'm just debating right now if I just like leave it at that. I mean, obviously he had a reason to ask the question, which I did, you know?
And it's because you're the GM and you hate us.
No, Sokka, they hate you.
Well, not that he hates Haley anyway.
Stop the count.
I think you say that. I think it's almost like a smirk back. And I think he locks eyes with you. And it's clear that he knows that you're not being truthful.
I am. I was completely honest.
I mean, yeah. I think that he knows that you had an answer to his question.
John, can I find him after the press briefing?
How do you do that?
I think I wait until the crowd disperses and I, like, just walk up to him. Do I know this reporter's name?
I think by this point you would know that his name's Leo Norris.
Bernard.
Mr. Norris. Crack journalism as always.
Was that intended to be an insult or, like, a compliment?
Yes.
Crack.com has been, like, reborn in the future a la the BuzzFeed news and had a real rebirth after the catastrophes.
I'm trying to think of how to characterize this man.
Do I get the intent, the vibe, by the way, that he is, like, he believes in ethics and journalism? Or do I get the...
Or is he hacking a fraud like us?
The problem is I'm asking seriously.
Does he believe in journalistic ethics, or does he believe in journalistic ethics and game journalism?
Yeah, I want to know is he a tabloid, or does he, like, really believe he's a journalist?
I think that you have mechanics that can answer your question here.
Okay.
Roll the dice?
Ew.
I think that you see Nasir, he has, like, an actual notepad. And not a slate. And I think he kind of flips it closed and says to you, I may not be the fastest to get my story, but my sources tend to be reliable.
Mr. Norris, do I read that he's an Aventine journalist based on, do I know if he's an Aventine journalist? Or does he claim to be neutral? Like, what does he claim as affiliation?
Yeah. I mean, I think I was going to say, see if you wanted to roll for this, but I mean, it was the
physical notebook that really made me believe.
I mean, I was clearly giving something with that. I think that you know that he's from The Verge, like from not Aventine. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what planet you think he's from. Maybe I'll just let you say what you think the answer to that is. It's not from Aventine, though. I think I'll even characterize that a little bit more of if you know, you would probably know from his age that he couldn't have been born there. So he had to come from Earth, right?
Okay, understood.
But I think that it's clear from the paper that...
I mean, that means if he came from Earth, he almost certainly spent some time on Aventine, if it was before the war.
I don't know if it's clear that he was there before the war, though. You know, it could have been before, it could have been after. I mean, also, there was time on other planets before the war, right? I don't think that just because...
That's part of what spurred the war, you're right.
Like, he could have come to the Verge, not as a kid, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a name for these types of people? A galactogrant?
First gen.
No, it's very simple. They're Virginians.
No.
Boo.
It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's going downhill, Mike.
I mean, I think there is probably a term for people who settle the planet. Then there's a term for people who were born on a planet.
Yeah.
And I think it's probably if you settled the planet, it's probably pioneer.
And I think the point is, I don't think he was one of the first people. Like, I think, you know, you have no reason to think he was one of the first people to make footfall, right? If it's just somebody who emigrated.
I think he's from Libera.
Okay.
I think it's the closest planet to Aventine. I think it's probably the first planet we settled after Aventine. And I think that's where I think, like, it's very much a Verge loyalty, but it is probably one of the more Aventine-influenced cultures of the Verge.
Okay. I like that.
Mr. Norris, I can always count on you to have the best interests of the Verge in your reporting. And I don't doubt for a moment that you'll get your story. I was merely coming to extend a hand of friendship and to tell you that we may have an exclusive for you after the summit. My question for you is, what is your aim right now, Mr. Norris? The galaxy on the verge of war, and you one of the more powerful pens in the Verge?
Mr. Badock, I've spent a long time doing this job, and if I acquiesced each time somebody extended flattery or favor to me to kill a story, I wouldn't have much of a clip book, would I?
You're very good, Mr. Norris, but you're not as good as you think you are. I'm not trying to bribe you to kill your story. I'm offering to help you finish it. But if you're uninterested, I think that's perfectly fine. And I will start to walk away. Unless he catches me, it's up to him.
No, don't stop.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't care.
I think as you go to turn, you hear him say, I have sources within IRD saying that you used a stealth ship to reach the planet's surface undetected. And it's only a matter of time before the Kairos 5 are saying this publicly as well. If this is the same technology you showed us at the press conference here at Ascension, why should we believe that the Republic isn't behind the attack on the Amity and behind the other sightings of these ships throughout the Verge as well?
I'm going to really quickly bloop over to him early testing data from Charlie based in the stuff and just say, the ability to replicate a technology and the ability to invent it are not the same, Mr. Norris. You should work on your journalistic integrity. And I'll walk away.
You fed that man and still left him wanting. Class.
I want to, like, I know I was kind of an ass, but, like, again, random reporter, dude who just called an intergalactic peace summit. Like, he is not in the position of power, no matter what he thinks he has.
I think if you'd done that to him, I think you just kind of see him looking down at the slate and reading it and kind of his brow furrowing as you walk away.
Hello, it's Haley. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you're enjoying the show. Okay, now listen in. The rest of the team is expecting me to tell you to share the podcast with, I don't know, I guess people who would like it or something. And yeah, tell your friends and family. Talk us up at work. Hell, tag us at Worlds Away Pod on social media. But here's what I really want. I want you to share us with someone you think would hate this. You know that person in your life. They get way too into the things that they dislike. They have a critique for everything. That's who I want. Compliments, they're fine. But what I really feed on is the spirit of the haters. Bring them to me. Oh, shoot. Hold on. They're coming back. Hold on. Okay. And you can find us online at worldsawaypod.com. Thanks again for listening. Now, back to the show. Remember what I said. Haters.
So I think after that, there are a few things that we left open from last arc that I want to return to. And maybe the first of those is Mara's work on the device. But I also want to cover Arno's request of the dead drop for information on the facility on Aventine's moon, as well as the message, Nasir, that you left at the library. So, Mara, I think you had two ticks left on this personal project, if I recall.
Two.
And I believe because you took the research lab upgrade for the Valiant, that you can get an extra tick anytime that you're working on a personal project. So,
hell yeah.
I think you can go ahead and mark those last two ticks. And I think what we see is you in the lab maybe is looking at that screen with the schematics, and I think there's kind of a like simulated results window, and I think you see two kind of waveforms that overlap and cancel each other out, and then maybe you kind of take a component out of this fabricator or testing device that you had in or looking down at this EMP. What does it look like, or what do we see physically?
Does it need to be big? Or could it be small? Mechanically, what are we...
Yeah. I definitely don't think it needs to be big. I don't think it's microscopic or tiny, but, you know, it could be handheld, I think. You know, it might just be maybe it's like, oh, a thing where you have to put a few of them down to achieve coverage,
that's
kind of
exactly what I was thinking. So I think it's probably, if you were, like, trying to hold a basketball, it's not basketball-sized, but like imagine you're like hand making that shape. And I think it's that large in like circumference. And then maybe it just looks like two satellite dishes, like micro, like small size satellite dishes back to back. So it makes this kind of concave looking structure on both sides.
So I think we see you holding that, and then I want to cut away to the park. Arno, we see you approaching the fountain, the one that Shaw said Sion would leave a coin in once they had a message for you. What do we see as Arno approaches the fountain? Like, what's on your face and what are you wearing right now?
I think he's still wearing the Minerva Project jacket at this point. He's got his hands in his pockets, which is new because his uniform pockets weren't really comfy for that. This is a nice little thing. He's like, oh, I can like keep things in here and this would be really nice for like a little surprise attack or something. Anyway, so there he is, minding his own business, walking around nonchalantly or trying to look nonchalantly. He knows what he's focused on, but he also knows that he doesn't want to draw any more attention to himself than his appearance would normally give. And so he's just walking away at a leisurely pace and making his way.
Yeah. So maybe you're doing this, it's all very casual, and you sort of are walking on the path by the fountain, only glancing inward for a second. But as you do that, in the second of the three rings that make up this fountain, you can see a glint of light reflecting off of a silver hexagonal coin. Do you go straight for the bench, or else what do you do next?
Are there any ducks?
I don't think there are any creatures other than humans on this station.
Well, there goes that idea. I think Arno makes his way to the bench. Yeah.
And I will say there's like there's the sound of birds, I said, right? But it's clearly being like piped in from speakers, yeah. Right? It's like an illusion.
Right. Okay, let me ask this. Does this park have any food carts?
I don't think we've described that yet, so maybe that's up to you.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if there's like street food out in the Parks of Ascension Station.
Yeah.
Or what does look like? Is it vended and automated? And that's probably still fine too.
Huh. I think whatever it is, it's very limited, right? I think like the park itself is not a very big space. And I think that there would not be, there's not enough people for there to be a thriving, you know, food cart business on Ascension. But maybe there's one, like a small, either a vending machine kind of thing, or there's like an automated thing, or there's one little structure where you could buy some food.
You know how in some public parks, and this is really big in the DC area, they have those like enclosed little window style cafes like in the park. I'm imagining like there's just the one there.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And I go up to order and I just check to see if they have like a Blapple or any of the other major Genesynth hits. I have a real hankering for Blapple right now.
All right. So I think you get that and then you take that to the bench and you kind of sit to eat it, or what's the idea?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think you do that, and then maybe, again, it's kind of subtle how you feel under the bench. Maybe you like, I dropped a piece of the Blapple and, you know, went down to grab it, but then had that kind of public reaction of like, oh, no, this just touched the ground in this park and I don't want it. But as you come up, you know, at first you don't feel anything under the bench, but maybe you like walk your fingers quickly across the surface, which itself is stylized as closely as possible to simulate a plank of wood, and you feel a small glass shard, which is kind of the tool used to store information outside of a slate.
I think I palm it. And I think maybe even you see me crumple up like a napkin or something like that from the Blapple, and that's where it's stored. And I just kind of shove it in my jacket pocket. I start to walk away to a more private section of the park where I would feel more comfortable reading this.
So I think maybe you walk toward the edge of the park and away from the bench and away from the fountain. And maybe you kind of subtly tap the shard to your slate. And on it, you see, I mean, maybe you don't even open the files there, but you see a collection of what looks like staffing schedules, defense schematics, and floor plans, presumably for this facility on Aventine's second moon, the same one that you served on during the war. And I think you're walking past the edge of the park now and back toward the transit station to return to the Valiant and to the Minerva Project headquarters. But as you move down this street, which is kind of structured this way, not for its utility, but to, again, give the illusion of a place that's hundreds of trillions of miles away, something catches your eye. On the right side of the walkway, in a small area between two buildings, almost like an alley, you see a small crowd gathering around several station security officers, one of whom is blocking off the entrance to the alley with some crime scene tape. Do you try to see what's happening here, or do you just keep walking forward toward the transit station?
I think a crime like this, or just a crime scene in general on Ascension, is pretty unusual. This is a pretty heavily guarded space, and there's just a lot of natural tension that comes from having folks from both the Republic and Aventine in the same physical location, and so I think Arna's really interested in what's going on over there.
So I think we see you kind of maybe moving in a position where you can get a better look. But as you do that, I want to cut away to Nasir at the library. Nasir, I think we see you walking up to the circulation desk by the door. And you place down the three books that you checked out on the desk. And the librarian turns and takes out the ones that you had left, sort of this collateral, from the drawers at the back of the room. And as she slides them toward you across the desk, you look down and see a small piece of paper, the fibers of which almost shimmer in the light, that was folded up and tucked between the pages of one of your books. And I think my question for you is, first, which book is it? And then second, do you say anything to the librarian, or do you just take the books and leave?
I can't remember if I've mentioned before that one of the books is a volume of poetry from the 20th, 21st, and 22nd century. And like, it is like a volume of famous poems. I think it was a tome that is like leather bound in the style of Earth as like an homage. But I think that it was one that was specifically made to bring Terran culture to the Verge. It was probably like transcribed after the fact.
And I was going to say, if it's that timeline from the like 20th, 21st, and 22nd century, is the case that just like the last poem in the book is from Aventine?
I think so. I think that this is a volume that implies a unified humanity pretty heavily.
Yeah.
And that this was a way to carry Earth culture, human culture, into the practices of the Verge.
So my second question was, do you say anything to her, or do you just take the books and leave?
I think I will pocket the thing.
Okay.
And ask, did you ever get a message back?
I think she like looks down at the book, right, that had the paper at it, and then looks back up to you. And she says, the last time you were here, I said that you should know better than to ask what someone borrows from the library. The same is true for what they leave behind as well.
You're absolutely right.
I think she just nods and smiles at you and then says, to new stars.
And to those who seek them. And I will leave.
So as you step out of the library and take the note out from your pocket, this clearly alien piece of paper, we see Arno slowly walking up to the crime scene tape, and the focus shifting past the crowd of people and down toward the ground several feet behind them. And lying there on the other side of the crime scene tape, we see the body of Lillian Gale, Aventine's consul to Ascension Station.
Oh, shit.
And just as you can make out her face, Arno, we cut back to Nasir, and the camera pans around to show the front of the note that you removed from the book. And on that note, there are just three words, which are written in a deep mulberry-colored ink. Don't trust him.
Fuck.
And that's where we'll end today.
I never trusted Arno. I just want to go on the record saying, fuck that guy. He's a piece of shit through and through.
Thank you.